You're listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
We're having a bit of a chat about being
up
the oldest at the party.
Wow, definitely aged you about 20 years.
Thanks. Well, you know, this happened on a Friday night, Cam, because we went to a barbecue.
Yes, we were invited to a barbecue of
a friend of ours, Edie,
who's on Checkpoint.
It was a lovely night.
It was Elliot, Luke and I meeting all of Edie's group of friends.
Yeah, so like meeting a new group. So we were the only ones there that knew each other.
Yes.
Everyone else was new to us. So it was kind of interesting. And one thing that I noticed quite early in the night was that...
Almost immediately.
Yeah, as soon as you walked in, is this the age group of these people were about 10 years less than us, basically.
Yeah. So early to mid-20s.
Yes, so we're early to mid-30s.
Yes.
So it certainly was a bit of an eye-opener.
Now, I'm going to preface this right away, and I'm going to stop you all reaching for your phone about to message in, because apparently you are never allowed to mention that you're old when you're in your 30s without someone within a 100-meter radius running to tell you, you're not that old, you're only 30. I get it, we're not that old, but it's that weird state where you are, but you aren't.
Yes.
So just stop texting now. We know we're not that old. But it was very interesting to be in this kind of environment where you kind of don't see an age gap as you hit like your late 20s. You're like, oh, you know, there's still that thing. And then you hit your 30s and your early 30s and you just kind of go, oh, no, I don't get it anymore.
It's that meme, right, where it's like, I'm 30, but I feel 20. And then you hang with 20-year-olds. You're like, no, I am 30. Yeah. I am definitely 30. It's like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, these people, they were lovely people.
They were great people.
Like,
they were fun to chat to. But,
you know, but, like, the common ground in terms of, like, lived experiences is just not... It's not actually there yet for them.
No.
And that's fair. When I was 22, 23, I had no idea. And I was a bit socially awkward as well, and... I still haven't been. But yeah, definitely, I think 25, 26 is when I first started really going, okay, now I'm starting to get who I am and what I am. And yeah, it takes a while.
I think I was really lucky. I was definitely like obviously still in my early 20s and socially awkward. But because I have two sisters who are both 10 years older than me, I used to hang out with them a lot and also got to know all of their friends really well. So I would quite often be me and like hanging out with a bunch of people in their 30s. So I could hold myself pretty easily with an older crowd, but it's not happening in reverse for me. Like, I was just, there was an amount of energy and excitement that I was just like, calm, please, simmer, just
they were
calm
very
down.
Loud, weren't they?
Yes. But again, not in any way bad people.
Full of energy.
Yeah, energy.
They were just so energetic and they had their whole lives ahead of them. As opposed to decrepit me.
I like to think, so I'm usually like the young person in my group of friends. I don't feel young, but just in terms of the year that I was born, I'm the young person. And we always give the oldest of our friends a bit of a hard time about her age. She turned 40 last year. And she sent this story the other day about how there was this grandma somewhere in the world and she used to wave to the school kids for 7 years as they all went off to school and she's been moved into a retirement village, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, isn't that cute? Anyway, we ended up making it about our friend who's 40 and saying that she was the old person. And it just downhill spiraled from there. And she got really offended by it for the first time ever. And I was like, I do not mean to be offensive. I love you and I love your age. So we need to be careful about what we say about people who are older than us. Respect your elders.
The age conversation, does it come up for you? Do you ever feel like you're the oldest one in the room and you feel a bit out of touch? Or, you know, does it happen the reverse where maybe you feel like you're super young, surrounded by a bunch of old people?
Boy, I don't know. In my old age, I just don't get it anymore. Because I'm so decrepit and old.
You are pretty old.
Dog.
No, I'm like, they're
Wait,
they're
I just
everywhere.
Did exactly what you said you hate. I was like, oh, stop.
You're not that old.
You're not that old.
See, it's funny for me. It did feel like a reverse the other night when we had this party we went to and we were the oldest ones in the room because I have pretty much socialised a big part of my adult life in the bear community. So when I first came out, you know, I was like 19, 20 years old, going to the bear bars and stuff. I was absolutely the youngest one in the room. I've made a lot of friends who are a lot older than me.
It's just because you got tall and hairy.
Well, that's right.
Quicker.
You look at Luke's friends list and it's a lot of silver.
There's a lot of silver, yeah. There's a lot of older bears and you know, some younger bears as well. But, I mean, my partner is, you know, 13 years older than me as well. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, a lot of the friends that I've made over the years, they're having, like, 50th birthdays, 60th birthdays. That's really common for me. Like I said to some work colleagues the other week, I'm going to a 60th, and they were like, oh, is it like a grandparent or an aunt or something? And I was like, well, yeah. They were like, oh, you know, who is it? And I was like, well, no, it's, you know, I thought it was weird too. But, it was a friend of mine, you know, a friend's 60th. And they went, oh, but you're only in your 30s. I was like, yeah, I've got a lot of older friends. Mm. So I'm used to being the young one of the group, and everyone says, oh, you're so young, and oh, I wish I was your age, and oh, all these comparisons to their age, you know. So the flip side of that was quite weird for me on a Friday night.
I think when you're a kid, you kind of either socialize a lot with older people because of your parents, or you just don't at all, and that can really create a thing going forward with that.
I just want to get some clarity. So is the issue here that when you say you felt old around these people and everyone's like, you're not old, that was offensive?
No, there's no offense about it at all. It's that, like, it's this weird thing. You're never allowed to, in your 30s, mention that you feel old, because there'll be a million people who are like, well, I'm 50 and I'm old, you're not old. And it's like, we get it, but we can still feel old in a group that is 10 years younger than us.
Yes. Well, it's that thing with every emotion that you have, right, where somebody else has probably got a much worse version of what you're going through, and they tend to kind of put that back on you, right?
Tyra Banksing.
Yeah.
Where they're listening to what you say, but then they make it about them.
Yeah. And it's super annoying, you know, because I think everyone has their own experiences, and everyone goes through their own idea of what, you know, feelings are, and how you look and how you act, and money. Like, money comes up. I'm like, oh, I'm so poor at the moment because I, you know, live pay to pay and stuff like that. But then there's someone who's like, oh, well, I'm actually poor because I'm like, you know what? I'm not trying to compete. It's not a competition or a comparison. Yes. It's just in that moment, I'm saying something about myself. And I don't need to be told, like, oh, well, at least you're not some child in Africa who's not eating. And it's like, oh,
yeah.
It's not a comparison, you know?
It's like when people go, oh, what happened to your foot when I was in my moon boot? And I'm like, oh, I broke it doing a lunge at the gym. And they're like, oh, well, I broke my foot because I jumped out of a helicopter and I landed on my knees and my foot and my knee broke. It's like, okay, cool. You asked me, like, what I did to my foot. Like,
who are you talking to that's jumping out of helicopters?
You'd be surprised. Another message from Little Jason. We love these messages. Little Jason said, the age of 30, I thought hickeys were cool. After 30, I was more like, be careful, I bruised with a gust of wind now.
Yeah. Did you find, so when I was in my early 20s is when I started dating Rowan, who is 6 years older than me.
Oh.
And so I kind of skipped a lot of, like, I kind of got out of, like, that kind of partying young scene in my early 20s because of that. Did you find anything similar with when you were Matt? Do you feel like you've skipped ahead in age at all or anything?
Not really. I think, to be honest, me and Matt, we kind of meet in the middle in terms of our age. Like, he's older, I'm younger, but we sort of both act about 35.
Balance each other out.
You know what I mean? But I think when I was younger and I was dating older guys, I think that definitely factored in a little bit.
Yeah.
But the guys that I was dating also were big party guys as well. So sort of it kept happening anyway, so I didn't really experience that. No.
I think because I started quite early partying. By the time I hit 21 and I started dating Rowan, I was like, okay, I'm kind of done. Let's settle down and let's be boring and homely, and I enjoy it.
Let's just agree that we can't compete with anybody else, but we are definitely the oldest people in the world. And that's just how it is.
I'm basically ancient.
We're all the most ancient people, and all you other people are not as old as us. So
dust
just get
off
over
these
it.
Fossils.
Yeah, it's not a competition. You lose. Simple as that. Here on Big Breakfast on Joy.
Fueling you for the week ahead. Start your Monday right with Big Breakfast on Joy with Luke, Rach and Cam.
Almost time for us to get on out of here. Get on out of here.
We did get a couple of messages in about our ageing topic. Andy said, morning guys, I must admit the age gap doesn't worry me. Being the oldest at work, I always think you need all ages around you for the life experiences. 100% agree. And Celeste's also said, you can't exactly help how old you are. So be grateful for your age rather than hateful for your age.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or other people's ages as well.
Did you learn from being older? I'm happy to be this age. And I wish I was younger, that's for sure.
No, yeah, I'm happy to be. I want to be I kind of want to be a few years older right now, but I'm happy to work my way to it. Yeah.
I think of it like this. I'm 28. I can have the times when I'm a partying 28-year-old, but I can also have the times when I'm a super mature, wise 28-year-old.
Are you 28? That's so young.
Your birthday, when you had me out till 3 a.m., oh, I felt it.
Honey.
It's the first time I'd been out that late in a very long time.
Yeah, I don't like going out late nowadays as well.
I know.
It happens and I'm like, what is that?
Barely like
embrace
going out at
age.
All.
Don't be an ageist. It's just
even coming to your birthday.
Like, my daytime drinks, when you turn to me after like 2 hours, like, there's a lot of people here and it's quite warm. I'm going to go. I'm like, okay, thank you. And I genuinely was happy that you managed to turn up at all.
That's just how I feel all the time at every event. It's like, it's just been a long couple of hours. You
I
know?
Can turn to you at a social event and be like, and we have hit the spot. Like, Luke is done. On Friday night, I'm like, we're going to go now. Because I was like, Luke, I need to get him to a train station.
I wasn't about me. You were over it too.
Oh, yeah, I was too.
Act like it was me.
No, but I was waiting for the balance for both of us to be over it. I was over it much earlier.
It was definitely a good balance. Yeah, I lasted longer than you, I think, really.
Oh, for sure.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.